The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
California plus wildfires equals disinformation. I'm joined by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You've been following the facts of the fire, but also the disinformation surrounding the fire.
It's funny when you see a divergence in narrative, and that's often indicative of some form of disinformation. So the reality of what's happening in California and the consequences from that is that there has been a massive wildfire that's taken out huge parts of some very poor areas, some very rich areas. It has not spared anyone. And that has been exacerbated by climate change. So we know that it's been unusually dry. There's been unseasonable winds. It's been very parched. And the water levels have been incredibly low due to the fact that it has been world record temperatures in 2024.
But it doesn't suit some people that link should be made.
It does not. So what you're seeing in the emergence of this disaster is a bunch of conflicting narratives, and some of them very, very high profile. So what tends to happen is they can be split roughly into some different camps. One set of narratives claims that this is, and I don't know how they make sense of this, this is a diversity-related effect. This is very right-wing accounts claiming that because the mayor...
Because you have people of colour and you have women, exactly, and you've got the whole range of diversity represented in the fire department, that's the cause.
They claim because the fire department is diverse, and there is Karen Bass, is obviously the mayor of California, who is a woman. Name might have been giveaway there. They're claiming that because these are diversity hires in their kind of very demeaning spiel, that this is why this fire has happened. They're also claiming, in some cases, that the FEMA budget, that's the Federal Emergency Management Agency who oversee all these disasters, or the response to all these disasters, that they are, all their money's been given to either Ukraine, Donald Trump Jr. has been saying that, or to immigrants. This is patently untrue, but they're using politicized arguments to try and Donald Trump Sr., president-elect, is also getting on this. He's claiming Gavin Newsom was giving money away to preserve rare fish that no one cares about, which of course is an absolute fiction. But in the kind of quagmire of this, it's very hard for people to untangle what the actual truth of the matter is.
Elon Musk asserted they prioritize DEI over saving lives and homes. I mean, why does he say these things?
It's very hard to... He's also not consistent, because there's another narrative going out there that these fires were deliberately started. On one side, they're claiming by arson, which the fire chiefs of California have said is very unlikely to be the case, because they started very, very extremely remotely, like 500 feet above a trailhead. Like, it's unlikely to start a fire there. The other thing they're claiming, like people like Alex Jones, the well-known conspiracy theorist, is claiming that this is basically a government initiative to hobble California so they can exert control. Elon Musk has backed up the idea that this is true. He responded to Alex Jones' tweet with just the word true. He deleted it later on, but he still did it. So you have these... He's not even consistent, Elon Musk, in the disinformation he embraces. He does it very, very wild card. You have another narrative too. You have the climate change deniers who accept that this is happening, but are doing everything in their power to downplay the fact that climate change is real. And there's a few reasons for that.
Now, why do these things get traction? I mean, it is obvious, and it's a recorded fact, that Congress recently passed a disaster relief supplemental totaling $29 billion. So the money's there.
The money is there. And funnily enough, a lot of the hard right narratives are claiming, oh, it's been underfunded, it's been given to immigrants. No, it's been earmarked and put specifically into FEMA for that response. There's a few reasons they do this. One is the political capital that could be gained from any tragedy. When a tragedy is happening, people are glued to their media. They're glued, and these days, that means they're glued to their social media. So if you want to get a devious narrative out there, a disaster is one of the best times to start it. And that's where we're seeing the political side of it. The other thing we're seeing as well is that it is very hard for certain people to accept the reality of climate change. And we've known for decades now that the people most likely to reject the reality of anthropogenic global warming, that is human-mediated climate change, are people that have hardcore libertarian or free market views. And the reason for that is it causes a conflict. If you believe the free market's going to solve all of your problems, and that includes the fossil fuel industry, and then suddenly you find out that, you know, burning coal is causing harm in different countries and different places, you can do one of two things. The first thing you can do is you can update your philosophy and be more, you know, reflective, or you can deny it's a problem and downplay it. And unfortunately, that's called motivated reasoning. It's what's happening here with a lot of the climate denial.
Now, we talked about Mark Zuckerberg last week and what he has done, and he's abandoning the diversity agenda in Meta. He appeared on Joe Rogan and he had this I suppose, Damascene conversion to MAGA very publicly. But Mel Gibson appeared on Joe Rogan. Now, this seems to be the platform. If you want to get out there and cause trouble, this is where you go.
And I would say Joe Rogan is the most popular podcast in the world. I have no idea why. Well, I have some ideas, but I can't repeat them on air. But he tends to platform people of high profile and say absolute nonsense. With Mel Gibson, he had... Now, this is kind of a dark irony. He had Mel Gibson on as they spoke about climate change being a hoax and a lot of other disinformation while Mel Gibson's house was burning down due to climate change exacerbated wildfire. So, you know, I don't wish ill on anyone and I certainly not wish to imply that. But there's this shows you that reality doesn't give a damn what you believe. Unfortunately, Joe Rogan, by the way, used to be believe in climate change. He, in an episode with Candace Owens, the right-wing contrarian, he was pushing back against her climate change denial. He now has entirely accepted climate change denial, which kind of shows you all these podcasters don't have any intellectual veracity or validity. They just
no critical thinking there. But you wonder, is it simply populism? This is the way the populist wind is blowing, and I'm going to catch that wind,
and
says Joe.
And those winds, as we say, can also cause horrible wildfires. So unfortunately, this is the consequence of embracing disinformation and rejecting critical thinking. You're absolutely right.
David Robert Grimes, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.